This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Like, week one was all special and unique and weird. Football's back. This is so strange. I have to explain this to my wife again. Now it's normal. It's like, yeah, it's week two. It's football season. And what we do on Friday here on Evident Tiki is we make our NFL picks. We pick three games. We pick Giants and Jets. Tiki is exonerated from the Giants since he works on the pre- and post-game show. We make our three picks and so we see how we do. I am the three-time defending champion. Five-time defending champion, if you want to go back to past shows and past eras. So I'm the guy they're gunning for. And so far early, there's a new sheriff in town. And that sheriff's name is Tiki Barber.
Thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. I appreciate the kudos that you've passed my way so far this year. I've actually been able to really try to win this, and I'm going to dominate y'all sorry asses.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Wow. Well, last night, both I and Tiki, that's not really verbally correct, but Tiki and I both picked the Green Bay Packers laying
Tiki
the three.
And me.
Tiki and me. We both picked the Packers laying the three, so we added W's to our score.
No, wait, it is Tiki and I.
Shouldn't you know that?
Me and
All I know is,
if you took me out, what would you say?
I.
So it's Tiki and I.
Tiki and I. Sean and Loogie both picked the Commanders, so they took L. So as we begin week two, and we make our NFL picks presented by Cash App, here are the standings. In first place, Tiki Barber, 5-1. In second place, tied at 3-3, both me and Tommy Lugauer. And sitting in last place, creating a massive hole for themselves with a 1-5 record, is Sean Morash.
I feel like the Phillies in May.
You dunned him in May. I was the one who said they'll come back and take an NL East lead. So I guess you're dunning yourself. I'll kick it off with my week two picks. Let me start off with the Jets and the Bills. I'm starting right off with the main event for me as a Jet fan. Here's the way I'm going to look at things, Coach AG. I like you, and I believe in you, and I trust you. I've watched every one of your press conferences this week, and I was thinking this. You have given the most enjoyable press conferences of any Jet coach in my lifetime. And what I saw in week one, offensively, was incredibly encouraging. What I saw from you, Coach AG, incredibly encouraging. But I'm a results man. And you lost. And you lost because of miscues. You lost because of a fumble on a kick return. Now, you cut Xavier Gibson, thank you, but you still lost. There were still dumb penalties, hello Quincy Williams. You still had the ball in your hands, two possessions, and did nothing. And the way I look at my football team is, while I have optimism for the future, I don't believe anything until you prove it. And so I'm sorry. The Buffalo Bills, who talent-wise may be the best team in the AFC and won an incredible game against the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, I think the Bills are going to kill us. Yeah, I do. And I think a lot of the Jet defensive success they've had against Josh Allen, we actually have to give credit to Robert Saleh, who ain't walking through that door. How is the Aaron Glenn defense has done against Josh Allen? How? How did the Aaron Glenn defense look last week against a inferior offense in the Pittsburgh Steelers? Look, I think there'll be good things in this game. Like, I think there'll be things you can put your arms around and say, oh, that's improved. Like, the run game will be fine. Maybe Justin Fields will even make some really good decisions and play well. But ultimately, the Bills are far better. And so, unfortunately, I'd like to be wrong, but until proven otherwise, give me the Bills laying the 6.5 at MetLife Stadium against my football team. Now, let me get to your team. The New York Giants have no excuse. They have none. Okay? No excuse.
Russell Wilson is here because he's supposed to be bringing competence to a position you haven't had competence. You're facing a Cowboy secondary that's banged up. You're also facing a Cowboy team that needs to win. We could talk all we want about how important it is for the Giants. If the Dallas Cowboys lose this game, it is a disaster. Not only are they 0-2, not only do they lose to the Giants, you got crowds chanting, "Thank you, Jerry, for the Micah Parsons trade." Like, it would be an unmitigated disaster. But I don't trust you. I don't trust Brian Daboll. I don't trust Andrew Thomas to actually play. He clearly won't. I don't trust your offensive line. I don't trust Mike Kafka. I don't trust anything about you. And while, again, I, believe it or not, would like to be wrong, I have no ill will towards the Giants, I have no reason to believe, considering your history against Dak Prescott, your history against the Dallas Cowboys, and how minor league your offense looked last week, I have no reason to believe you're going to win this game or even cover the number. So I'd like to be naive, like some of the Giant fans I work with. I'd love to. Prove me wrong. I said it to the Jets. I'll say it to the Giants. Give me the Cowboys laying the 4.5. And in game number 3, this is a game I hate, but I want to pick it anyway. Two teams I despise, the Patriots and the Dolphins. Look, this can go one or two ways. The Dolphins could respond as a final last grasp for their head coach who's on the hot seat. Or the New England Patriots, who I think are better than the way they played in week one, even though I don't think they're a very good team, could easily respond. Now, I know that Tommy and Sean would tell me, the line is begging you to take the Patriots because they're getting a point. I don't know what that means. No one's begging me to do anything. I'm looking at two football teams that I both despise, and I'm saying to myself, who do I think's going to win? Well, I think the Patriots are going to win. And I think they're going to destroy the Dolphins. And I think on Monday, Frank the Tank's going to lose like his mind, and Dolphin fans are going to be like, they're going to be like, fire Mike McDaniels, he's terrible! So, in a game in which I win either way and I lose either way, because I hate both teams, give me the Patriots getting 1.5 against the Miami Dolphins. So my picks, Buffalo -6.5, Dallas -4.5, and the New England Patriots getting 1.5. Those are my picks for week number 2 in the NFL. Tiki Barber.
I will start with your New York football Jets. The Jets are hosting the Buffalo Bills. The line, as you just heard from Evan, they're getting 6.5 points, almost a touchdown at home. It's like insulting. Insulting the home team that put up 32 points last week. Justin Fields is a different player. I know you believe your team is going to get their asses kicked, Evan. This is just some kind of emotional hedge you're trying to have to make yourself feel better. You say it to all of us, but in reality, you know what's going on here. Breece Hall is a stud. That offensive line is studly. The defense is going to get back to the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Days of the Robert Saleh era, even if it means mimicking what Robert Saleh used to do to shut down Josh Allen or make him force him to throw bad decisions and make mistakes. I know the Bills are the best team in the AFC right now because they beat the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs lost in week one. But give me the Jets. Give me the mojo of the Meadowlands and MetLife. Jets +6.5. Next. The aforementioned Baltimore Ravens, they lost embarrassingly. Had a 15-point lead with, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter against the Buffalo Bills last week. They're playing the Browns at home. The line is enormous. 11.5. It's not big enough. Give me 2 touchdowns for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Those guys are going off. Zay Flowers is going off against the Browns, who are starting Joe Flacco at quarterback. I know he completed like 68% of his passes last week, but to whom? The running backs? Yes, it was the running back. That's who he threw the ball to. I know Myles Garrett is over there, but you know who can run away from Myles Garrett? Lamar Jackson. The Ravens are going to destroy the Browns. The black and blue division. It's the black and marshmallow division, you'd ask me. The Ravens by 11.5. And then finally, the Los Angeles Rams. They got to get on a plane and fly all the way across the country, take on the Tennessee Titans. They're laying 5.5. They're road favorites against the Tennessee Titans. It's the Titans. You can't do that. Cam Ward. He looked like a rookie. And you know how I feel about rookie peeps. I hate rookies. Who's checking Puka Nacua? Le'Jarius Sneed hasn't been the same since he left Kansas City. Jarvis Brownlee, and I, 24-year-old, no chance. They got talent up and down that roster, and Matt Stafford's trying to prove something. Give me the Rams laying 5.5. So, the New York Jets getting 6.5. The Ravens laying 11.5. And the L.A. Rams laying 5.5.
You can tell Tiki's different this year.
I just said to Tommy, what swag is he?
I mean, he's different. Sean Morash with your 1-5 record.
All right. My start has been unacceptable, but in the early NFL season, it's very hard to pick games, and you got to lean on what you know. So my first out-of-market game is leaning on something I know. And there's a quarterback in the NFL that, when facing elite pass rushes, looks like a shriveled hot dog that's been left on a 7-Eleven roller all day. And that quarterback is Daniel Jones. You talk about a massive overreaction to the Miami Dolphins sucking and everybody loving the Colts. The Broncos are going to Indianapolis with that defense that can travel, that defense that beat the hell out of Cam Ward, and they're only laying 1.5. Even if Bo Nix doesn't look great, the Broncos are winning this game. And if the Broncos are winning this game, they're not going to win it by 2 points. Daniel Jones goes back to Stinky Jones. Give me the Broncos laying 1.5. That's game number one. Game number two, at MetLife Stadium. I think a lot of what Evan said pertains to. He's an elite quarterback. Everybody expects the Jets to play tight here. I do too. Ed Oliver out of this game, I think, is an enormous deal. And how did that Bills defense look versus a team that could run the hell out of the football on them a week ago? I'm not saying the Jets win this game. Heck, this smells like another heartbreak, close loss where Evan's screaming about how there's no moral victories. But 6.5 is way too much. Give me the Jets getting the points in game number two. Now, for the Giants and Cowboys down in Dallas. I said early in the week, everybody loves the Cowboys this week. Everybody's throwing the Giants out in the trash. Everybody's doing that. And that's stupid to do. But I'm doing it now, too. The more as the week has gone on, the more even I, Sean Dottino, even I, I'm starting to turn a little bit on Brian Daboll. If we have all this steam and all this buildup to Jackson Dart playing, we think, what, suddenly everything's going to change? The Giants are going to win a game and we're going to quiet those waters? Usually when there's smoke, there's fire. I think the Giants do a little better offensively, but CeeDee Lamb eats. We talk about the defense not stopping the run. And no Andrew Thomas is a big deal, man. I'm taking the Cowboys to win this game by 7 to 10 points, and we see Jackson Dart in week three.
Wow. He went from kissing butt to that crowd a week ago.
Yeah.
When we did the big show from American Dream, Giants are going to make the playoffs, to now picking against them. Sad.
I'm done losing. I'm 1-5.
No, I got you. I got you. Tommy Lugauer.
So are the Giants.
Game number one for me is the game of the weekend. Do you know that Patrick Mahomes has never lost 3 games in a row in his entire NFL career?
Wow.
Well, he's about to.
Ah!
Oh, the best team in the NFL, unfortunately, is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I understand that Mahomes pulls these games out of the fire. Worthy's hurt. Their receiving core is not what it's going to be at some point this season. And I just have this sneaky suspicion that the 0-2 Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Giants on Sunday Night Football in essentially a must-win game for Kansas City. I just feel like that's the storyline that's going to play out.
Probably right about that.
So game number one, I'm going to take... Think about it. The Eagles are the favorites on the road in Kansas City. So I'm taking the Eagles here, laying 1.5 in Kansas City, the game of the week. Game number two, it's funny. Beginning of the week, guys, like, you know what? The Jets always play the Bills tough. They make Josh Allen look like, I don't know, Daniel Jones at times. But then I went to myself, I said, I've had this narrative all summer that week one against the Steelers was the Jets' Super Bowl. And I thought that would be their best performance of the season. So what happens after the Super Bowl? You have a letdown spot. I think the Bills lay a big one. I'm with Evan on this one, on the Jets. I think it's 31-14, something in that scenario. Easily clears the 6.5. So I'm going to take the Bills in this spot. Laying the 6.5 at MetLife. Now, game number 3. Here's going to be my mentality until Jackson Dart starts. I'm obviously rooting for the Giants. I want them to win, but I'm not going to pick them. You want to call this an emotional hedge, whatever the case may be. Dak Prescott has won, correct me if I'm wrong here, 13 games in a row against the Giants.
That is correct. Lost his first two and has won the last 13.
13. And when Dak is healthy, we could say whatever we want about the Cowboys. They win football games, even with Parsons now in Green Bay. So I'm going to take Dallas here, lay in the 4.5 against the Giants as my pick number 3. So it's Eagles laying the 1.5 in Kansas City, Bills laying the 6.5 on the road at MetLife against the Jets, and Dallas laying 4.5 at home against the Giants.
Wow. So none of us are picking the New York Giants.
That's great news, by the way, for the Giants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.